We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
It is the only Revolutionary War battle fought in the Upper Delaware River Valley, a resounding defeat for the Colonial Militia, and a battle that featured some combatants on opposite sides who had just a short time before been neighbors in the Cushetunk settlement. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at the Battle of Minisink right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushetunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. Reopened for the 2026 season, Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
It was July 20th, 1779, and Joseph Brant, a Mohawk allied with the British, and a group of about 27 Loyalists and 60 Iroquois swept into the Neversink Valley, attacking a Patriot settlement at what is today Port Jervis. Brant and his troops burned several farms and destroyed a church and a school. Men were killed, and women and children terrorized. Whatever livestock and provisions could be easily transported were taken. Their work complete, the marauders retreated, heading for a popular fording spot on the Delaware River near present-day Lackawaxen. The local militia was alerted to the raid, and the next day, men from Goshen, under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Benjamin Tustin, and a group from Sussex, New Jersey, commanded by Major Samuel Meeker, met at Fort Decker. Although Tustin was inclined to avoid a conflict with Brant and his men, others among the militia were insistent that the force would be easily defeated and the bounty they had stolen readily recovered. Tustin's reasoning was unable to overcome the bravado of the militia, and a pursuit was undertaken. Near present-day Sparrowbush, the men were met by yet another group of militia under the command of Colonel John Haythorne of Warwick, who assumed command of the unit, now numbering about 120 men. The loosely formed plan was to get ahead of Brant and his force and set an ambush for them. Unfortunately, the errant firing of a musket, most likely by Cushetunk resident Bezalel Tyler III, alerted Brant to the militia's presence, and no ambush was possible. The militia, having lost the element of surprise, things were about to get a lot worse. More on the Battle of Minisink next week. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.